Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, that temperature's up to 91 degrees again.
We're under a heat advisory until 8 o'clock this evening. Otherwise, partly sunny, maybe a scattered shower or thunderstorm later on.
The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department asking for public assistance in solving a string of burglaries and an armed robbery of a gas station in Random Lake last week. Lieutenant Chad Broren said the MSM One Mart on Wolf Road was robbed about 8:50 on Saturday night. The subject, wearing a ski mask, armed with a handgun, forced an employee to open a cash register, allowing him to leave with an unknown amount of cash. It's the third time the gas station's been robbed in the past 6 months. Broren also said that during the overnight hours of last Wednesday, three locations were burglarized in Random Lake: the Ball Diamond Concession Stand, Our Lady of the Lakes Catholic Church, and St. John's Lutheran Church of Christ. He says anybody with any information has been asked to call the Sheriff's Department. Tipsters can also use the county's Crime Stopper line, 877-283-8436, or can go online at cuffthem.com.
A veteran Milwaukee police officer is recovering from a severe beating. Officials say Dwayne Montiel was patrolling with another officer when they stopped two men yesterday. The suspects allegedly started fighting the cops, and Montiel was hit in the face and kicked, suffering a broken orbital socket and bleeding behind the eye.
I just want to make a point here. I think this incident demonstrates very clearly the risks our officers are undertaking every single day as we labor to confront the spike in violence we have undeniably experienced these last 2 months.
That was Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn commenting. 24-year-old Tori Johnson and 18-year-old Kendra Johnson were later arrested. Officer Montiel, who's been with the force for 15 years, was taken to Fratert Hospital.
Three Milwaukee teens were shot while playing a pickup basketball game. Speaking of violence in Milwaukee, happened yesterday. Police say the victims, 15, 16, and 17 years old, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect remains at large. One Milwaukee alderman reacted to that incident. We get the story from Eric Griller.
Get the cops back out on the streets so they can maintain order before the city goes to hell in a handbasket.
Milwaukee Alderman Bob Donovan lives just two blocks away from where the shooting took place. He has harsh words from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
Sadly, I will tell you, we are reaping what we've sown.
Donovan has been outspoken about the violence this summer and critical of Mayor Barrett for not putting enough resources and officers on the street. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
State Senator Glenn Grothman is thanking Democrats for their show of bipartisanship for not attempting to repeal Act 10. The West Bend Republican says the press usually focuses on disagreements, but the bipartisanship shows in agreeing that Act 10 should not be repealed is an untold story of the political parties working together.
The Democratic Party has introduced 131 bills, and not one of these bills repeals the collective bargaining changes that were so controversial only 2 years ago. I think it's something that ought to be talked about a lot, and that apparently the Democrat Party has come to the conclusion that Governor Walker was right.
Grothman called on Democrats to continue the bipartisanship and resist any push from public employees to attempt to repeal the legislation.
Even back to the days in which local units of government, being the city of Sheboygan or Sheboygan County, has to pay for all of its employees' pensions. We just can't do it. And I commend the Democrats for having the guts to stand up to their union and say, we're not even going to try this.
The Obama administration says there's still no final decision on a military strike in Syria. It comes after an NBC News report said it could start as soon as Thursday. Last week's alleged chemical weapons attack near Damascus that killed hundreds of people has sparked worldwide outrage.
That crisis in Syria is forcing oil prices on an upward trend. U.S. crude jumped to over $109 a barrel today, and Brent crude hit a new five-month high at more than $113 a barrel. Instability in the region is fueling widespread fear about supply disruptions.
George Zimmerman wants the state of Florida to cover a big chunk of his legal fees. The neighborhood watch volunteer who killed teenager Trayvon Martin last year, looking for the state to cover almost $300,000 of his legal bills. His attorney said that the tab includes the cost of expert witnesses, travel, and the animated 3D video shown during closing arguments.
A 22-year-old man is facing the first possible felony charge stemming from a series of arrests over the refusal by anti-Walker singers to get state capitol gathering permits. Video taken by a protester shows that 25-year-old Christopher Terrell had sat down and was being handcuffed by Capitol Police when his brother Damon was pinned by officers in a brief scuffle. The video showed Damon backed away from an officer before the scuffle, but it's not clear what caused it in the first place. Administration spokeswoman Stephanie Marquist said both men refused to leave and actively resisted arrest.
Fond du Lac Humane Society reopened the doors of its animal shelter yesterday afternoon. That shelter, if you recall, was hit a couple of weeks ago with a highly contagious parvovirus that's fatal to dogs. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller says she was informed that 9 puppies have died from the virus. 40 other dogs in the shelter have gotten a clean bill of health. She said she was there to make sure the public knew that they were really in no danger.
The Sheboygan Republican, has scheduled 4 times, and he will be at the Sheboygan County Republican Party booth to meet with constituents. Those times include Thursday.
Little technical problem there. Miller says the virus does not affect humans, and they can't catch it. No problem with humans as far as that virus goes in Fond du Lac. That forecast, Rusty?
Heat advisory until 8 o'clock this evening. Otherwise, partly sunny, maybe a scattered shower, thunderstorm later on.